The epistle to be read today for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 1. Brethren, we are confident in the Lord Jesus, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perfect it unto the day of Christ Jesus. As it is meet for me to think this for you all, for that I have you in my heart, and that in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my joy. For God is my witness, how I long after you all in the love of Jesus Christ. In this I pray, that your charity may more and more abound in knowledge and in all understanding, that you may approve the better things, and that you may be sincere and without offense unto the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of justice through Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 22. At that time the Pharisees went and consulted among themselves how to ensnare Jesus in his speech. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art a true speaker and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou dost not regard the person of men. Tell us therefore, what dost thou think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said, Why do you tempt me, ye hypocrites? Show me the coin of tribute. And they offered him a penny. And Jesus saith to them, Whose image and inscription is this? And they say to him, Caesar's. Then he saith to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What must I do to save my soul? If I only knew what God wants me to do, oh, how willingly I would do it. Oh, my God, teach me how to become perfect. These are the words of a certain holy hermit, which he continually said to himself, praying to God to show him the way. This hermit lived alone.